Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Chavav, 7 lines on the top of Daf Chavav and Aleph, we begin a new Mishnah. And before we begin, let's point out some of the things that we've already spoken about, but are relevant to this Mishnah. Number one, the Pasuk says, V'chasav la save your creases, and we learn out V'chasav la l'shma, that every get has to be written l'shma, and the machloik is between Rabbi Lez and Rameah as to what it means that the get has to be written l'shma. According to Rabbi Lez, who holds that Edom is sirikati, therefore there is no requirement to have chasimus Edom at all, and therefore when the Pasuk says, V'chasav la, and there's a requirement to have lishma, it certainly is teaching us that the actual get has to be written lishma. And as we know that every shtar and every get has two different parts to it, there's the tariff of the shtar and there's typhus of the shtar. Typhus is from lashon of the fus, that it's referring to the general terms of a shtar or of a get. And these terms are not the ikka part of the get, but the form parts of the get. And tariff refers to the specific and ikka part of the get. And for example, the shema ish and the shema isha, etc. And even the fear of Beleza that requires that the Ksivas HaGet has to be Lishma, that is only referring to the Tayyaf HaGet and not to the Tayyaf HaGet, at least on a Deraisidic level. And Lefi Armeo holds Edi Chasimakati, so when the Pasuk says Bechasiv Law and the requirement to be done Lishma, that's referring to the Chasimus Eidim and it is not referring to the Ksivas HaGet. And we will learn our Mishnah according to the Sheet of Rabbi Lezer that holds Edi Masirakati and there's a requirement for the Ksivas HaGet to be done Lishma. And once we get to Daf Chaf Vavam Beis, we will explain the Mishnah again using the Sheet of Rameo. And let's begin our Mishnah. HaKaisa Tefsa Gittin, a sefer that's writing the Tefis of a get, which we said was the form part of a get. Sarach Sheiniach Makam Ish, he has to leave over the space for the name of the man, Umakam Isha, and a space for the name of the woman, as well as Umakam Asman, a space for the date. And Rashi in the Mishnah explains, based on one sheet in the Gemara, HaKaisa Tefsa Gittin, She Sefer Huda, he's a sefer, V'Neitel Schar, and he gets payment for writing stories and for writing Gittin, V'Reitza Shiyum Zimanamlai, and he wants it to be prepared for him, as sometimes a person will come to hire him and he's too busy writing other shtaris, and therefore when he has a slow period of time he wants to take the opportunity to write part of Gittin and have it prepared. So the Mishnah teaches us that all he can write is the Tayyaf HaGet and he cannot write the Tayyaf HaGet, as that part of the get has to be done l'shma. And then Rashi says, as even if the Sefer sees that this couple is having trouble and he thinks that they will want a get, and therefore he says, I'm going to write it l'shem this man and l'shem this woman, he still can't say, I'll write the entire get, including the tariff, as the requirement to write a get l'shma is that the husband has to tell the sefer that I want you to write this get on behalf of myself and on behalf of the specific wife. And as we said, this part of Mishnah makes a lot of sense, that it's going with your blessed that Edom Sirikati, and therefore you have to have a get that's written l'shma. And the Mishnah teaches us that even though it is a chiv to write a get l'shma, that there's only requirement for tariff to be written l'shma, but there was no gzeira that the tariff should be written l'shma. However, the Mishnah continues that even though the chiyuv to write a get l'shma is only stated b'negeya get, as the pasuk says b'chasav law and has to be done l'shma, and that's not a chiyuv b'negeya other stories. However, there is the takana that since b'negeya get has to be done l'shma, therefore the rabbanon said b'negeya other stories as well, that a sefer should not write the tariff unless he's told to do so by the proper party. And the Mishnah continues, shtar milva, if there's a shtar va, so even if a sefer wants to write a form shtar, he still can't write the entire shtar. And Sarach Sheiniach, Makam Amalva, Makam Aleva, Makam Amais, and Makam Azman, that he has to leave a space for the name of the lender, the name of the borrower, the amount of money, as well as the Zman of the Shtar. And the Mishnah continues that Shtar Mekach, the same did applies with the Gei Shtar Mekach, that if the Sefer wants to write the Typhus of the Shtar Mekach, he could do so, and he could write the form part of that Shtar, but he still has to leave it over the Typh of the Shtar Mekach. And Sarach Sheiniach, Makam Alukech, Makam Amaicha, Makam Amais, Makam Asada, Makam Azman, and the Sefer has to leave space for the buyer's name, for the seller's name, for the amount of money, as well as the location of the soda, as well as his man of the shtar, mepnei atakana, because of takana. And the Gemara, we will see three different ways to understand the words mepnei atakana. And Rashi points out that certainly there's no question that he has to make sure that the makam of this man is not filled in, because if he does so and he makes it an earlier date, it'll be a shtar muktam, and of course, by halva, that would be puzzle. And Rashi explains that the case of halva, and the same would later apply, b'negei mekach, that if a sefer hears that there was a person running after his friend in order to borrow money, so the sefer shouldn't say that I'm going to take initiative, I'm going to write a full-fledged shtar, and I will just leave a space for the actual date of the shtar, shelo yeh shtar muktam. And the din is that he has to leave a space for the name of the malva, the loiva, as well as the amount of money. And Rashi states, as we already mentioned, avagav lekel lemechel shemidi, that even though b'negei a regular shtar mekach or shtar ava, there's really no chshash, as there's no requirement of lishma, gzeir shtaris, ato gittin, there was a gzeir for all shtaris, ato get. Ketan. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda Paisel B'Kulon, Rabbi Huda argues in the Tanakhama, and he says, although I agree with you that we hold like the Shita Rabbi Lazar, and there's a din that Eid Misirakati, and when the Torah says B'Chasav Law, it's referring to the Ksivas Haget. However, I say that Takanas Chacham was even stronger, and not only did they say that you can't write the Torah of any Shtar to the Torah of a Get, but the Chacham said that since there's a requirement on a Duraisidic level to write the Torah of a Get Lishma, therefore you have to make sure that the Torah of a Get is also written Lishma, and the Sefer can't even fill in the form part of a Get or the form part of a regular Shtar Bar or a Shtar Mekach as Xeria to the Torah of a Get. And Rabbi Elazar Machsha B'Kulon, and Rabbi Elazar argues on a Tanakama as well as Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar is Machsha by all Shtaris, however, by all Shtaris, you have to make sure to leave out the spaces, and you can't write a tariff unless it's written Lishma as a Xera or to a Get. Rabbi Elazar argues on Rabbi Yehuda and he agrees to the Tanakama, but he gave all other stories. However, the Mishnah continues, Chutz Migitinashim Shinema Vachasav La Lishma, that Rabbi Elazar says, but he gave Gitinashim over there, the Sefer cannot write the tariff of the Get, as of course that's a derisive to get in, and then there's a Xera Drabbanon that the Sefer can't even write the tariffs of a Get. And even though the Mishnah states that Rabbi Elazar says that the reason why you can't do this by Gitin Nashim is Shinem of the Chasav La Lashma, as the Pasuk says that has to be done Lashma, it's Mashma from the Mishnah that the reason why the typhus of the Get has to be written Lashma is based on Xeris HaKosav, and it seems that that's the Raisa. However, Ayin Rashi, where Rashi says, B'Gemara Parach, Haya Tarif Udachsiv, that this Pasuk of the Chasav La is only telling us that Tarif has to be done Lashma, and certainly there is no requirement that the typhus has to be written Lashma, and it's only based on Xerah, and therefore the Gemara will explain that instead of understanding the Mishnah as Shinema, because the Pasuk says v'chasav la lishma, and it's actually xeris hakasav but the gate of teifis, the Gemara will tell us that it's actually should read as mishum shenema, that since the Torah says but the gate of teif v'chasav la lishma, and the teif has to be done lishma, and therefore the Rabbanu Magaiza that a sefer should not even write the teifis of a get unless it's being done lishma. And keep in mind that although Rashi said Rabbi Elazar machshav b'kulon uvachi yinich mekaymis alalu, and even by regular shtaris Rabbi Elazar holds that you have to write the teif of that shtar lishma, and what the teifis dima maschur Rabbi Elazar machshav b'kulon will argue with Rashi, and we'll get back to this thesis once we learn Daf Chav Vav and Beis. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out a Taisa's Rid that states, Pirish, Avashem Ha'ir Kosev, but the Sefer can write the name of the city in the Get, and therefore, V'le'il Oisei Get, El B'nei Oisei Il, B'nei Seira, therefore this Get will only work for the people of that city, V'chinam B'shtari Avah, V'shtari Mekach Memka. And the Taisa's Rid continues, V'stam in the Milsa, Ein HaSefer Mazmin Taifsin, El B'nei Irai, V'ein HaMesim Alibai, Shem Yavol Liyodai Mi'aracheres, and since the Mokoyim is not part of the Tayyar Faget, and it's only considered part of Tefis Haget, therefore the Sefer can do so, and he just points out that it made sense for the Sefer to do so, as generally they were only hired to write Gittin and write Shtaris for people in their city and not for people in neighboring cities. And also it's Mashma from our Mishnah that in order to have a Get that's written Lishma, you have to write the name of the man and the name of the woman Lishma. However, in Taisat and Daf Chav Dalam Abayz in Dilma Maschel Be'edei, he points out that only if you're a mayor do we actually have to have the name of the man and the name of the woman in the Shtar, because Edei Chesimakati, but according to Rabbi Elazar, all the Edei Misirakati, therefore the Edei Misir will know who the man is and who the woman is, and there's no requirement to even write the name in the Shtar, and certainly there's no requirement to write a Lishma, and Lefi Zeh, it seems it's a Dindra Bonon that you have to write the name of the man and the name of the woman Lishma in a Get, and the same is true, but the Get is man in the Get, as we learned earlier, that the whole purpose of writing this man in the Get is Midrabanon, and either was because Shem Yechapa Basa Chesai, or in order to make sure that we know until what point he had a right to the Paris of his wife's Dukhasim. However, Rashi and Daf Chav Dalam Abayz and Dima Maschel Hacha is Mashma, that even if you're a blessed, there's a requirement to write the name of the man and the name of the woman in the Get, and therefore that has to be done Lishma. And Ramban says this Mefurish, that if you don't do so, it's actually a Chesaron and Sefer Krisis, as in the Get itself, it's not telling over the entire story of the Get itself, and it's not a Sipa Dvarim of the Krisis of this Get. And let's keep in mind that Lechira, if the only reason why a Sefer has to keep spaces for the specifics of a Shtar Vav and Shtar Mekach is only because of a Xera Atu a Get, then Lechira, why is it that the Mishnah requires that they also have to leave a space for Makom HaMais if that's not something that's written in a Get? And the Rav Shif explains that the Xera of the Rabbanon was that anything which is considered the Torif of a Shtar Chayiv has to be written Lishma, just like everything that's the Torif of the Get has to be written Lishma. And our Gemara begins, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, over the name of Shmuel, Yisrael, Tzarech Shiniach, Af Makam, Harei Al Mutaras L'Chadam, aside for the Sefer, having to leave over space in the get in order to fill in the name of the man, the name of the woman, and the date of the get, the Sefer also has to leave out a space in order to write into the get, Harei Al Mutaras L'Chadam, and Rashi says, Shegam Zeh Ikri Shel Get, and Rabbi Yehuda continues to stay over the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer, he and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, is Rabbi Lezer, the Amma Edom Sirikati, who holds the Edom Sirikati, will be in Ksiva L'Shma, and he requires that the Ksiva of the get has to be done L'Shma. And we already explained how the Mishnah works out very well according to Rabbi Lezer, but let's see Rashi inside, Edom Sirikati, Hilkach V'chasav Law, when the Torah says V'chasav Law, Lava Chasimah Koye, can't be going on the Chasimah Edom Einlam Adivir Seferim, Mepnei Tikkun Olam, as there's no real requirement to actually have signatures of Edom in a get according to Rabbi Lezer, because he holds Edom Sirikati, V'chiksev V'chasav Law, Mashma Ikka Krisis Koye, it's Mashma, it's going on the actual Krisis, as it says V'chasav Law Sefer Krisis, Dehainu Kolani Damarn, and that refers to everything that we just mentioned, the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, and his man, as well as Hareya Mutaris Adam. And keep in mind that Taisis on the Chavon Beis will explain why is it that if you have to write in the get Hareya Mutaris Adam, then why is it that the Mishnah will leave this out and Lachayr my Shire, the High Shire. And before we continue, let's point out that this is the third time that Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel, that the Tana of a Stam Mishnah in Ar Masechta is Rabbi Lezer. The first was on the Chavon Beis, where the Mishnah stated you can't write a get on something which is Mechubal Kaka, and the Mishnah immediately says itself as it states Kasim Mechubal that if you did write it while it was attached to the ground, Tolsho, and then you detached it with Chasma, even Nusla, and you gave it to her, then it would be Kasha. And Rabbi Huda said over the name of Shmuel that the Mishnah is Atanakam, which is Rabbi Lezer, Vahu Shashai, and Makam HaTarif, and the ratio of the Mishnah, Daf Chafal from Abbe, is meant to say that Lechachilu, you can't write the Typhus of the Get, but Mechubal, but since Medraisa, this isn't the Ikar Get, therefore, B'dievet, if you wrote the Typhus while it was Mechubal, so as long as you cut the Get off the ground and write the Tarif, then the Get would be valid. And the second time that we see Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, is on Daf Chaf Gimel Mal Aleph, where he comes to explain the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis on Beis, and this is the third pshat that we had regarding that Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated that Kol Kshein Lichtav Zaget, Afilu Cher Shet V'Katan, and even though they allow B'nei Deinanu, but Rabbi Huda said the name of Shmuel, at the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer, and is only referring to the Ksiv of the Typhus, and not to the Typhus Aget, and once again, the third time that we find Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, is regarding our Mishnah, where he stated that the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer, and now our Gemara now contains Vitzricha, and we need all three members of Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, the Yashmin Hach Kamaisa, if we only have the member of Yehuda Meshmuel on the Chaf Alpha and Beis, Bahihu the Ikluk Buk Rabbi Lezer, then we would say that maybe it's only over there that we had to say that it's going Lefi Shitas Rabbi Lezer. And as we explained, because we had a stereo between the beginning of the Mishnah and the next line of the Mishnah, Diktani, because we first started off and said, In Kleisim Mechubal Kaka, Diktani, and then right afterwards we said that Kasvay Al Mechubal Kaka, that there is an Eitzah and it would be Kasha. And since there was a stereo, therefore Rabbi Huda said over the name of Shmuel that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lezer, and as we explained, however, I will say for, but regarding the next Mishnah on the Chav Bezer and Bez, where it states HaKol Kshein Lichtoi V'Saget Afilu Chereshet V'Katan, then it would actually be easier to say that that Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Lezer, and it would actually be going like Rameya, and according to Rameya, it makes sense why Chereshet V'Katan can write a get, and according to Rameya, the only Chiyav of Lishma by a get is the Chasim Se'edim, and it actually would make more sense that that Mishnah is going like Rameya, the Ketani, because at the end of the Mishnah states She'in Kim Aget Al B'Chay Tzamav, and it's Mashman that's telling us that the reason why a chereshet v'katan, a kasha to write a get, is because the kiyum of a get is through the edi chasima, and therefore the chasav law and the chiyav of lishma is only in the chasima se'idim and not in the chasima se'get. So imar mehi da ama edi chasima kati, and therefore maybe we should say that that mishnah is going specifically like Rameya, who holds edi chasima kati, and the chereshet v'katan can write the complete get, including the tarif. And therefore Rabbi Huda Amma Shmuel had to tell us over there also that that mishnah is also going like Rabbi Lezer, and although the fear Rabbi Lezer a chereshet v'katan cannot write a tarif of a get, but a chereshet v'katan can write a typhus of the get, as there's no chiyuv of lishma on the typhus haget. And as Rashi points out, even though in the sefer the Mishnah daf chav beis and beis, the Mishnah says she'in kiyum haget al b'chay samav, however that lashon is not going back on the ratio of the Mishnah where the Mishnah stated that kol kshein lichtav v'saget afilu chereshet v'katan, and it's only going on the middle case of that Mishnah where the Mishnah teaches us ha'isha kaseva says gita lishma, that a woman can go and have a sefer write a get, and then she'll give it over over to her husband, and her husband will give it to her. And that's why the Mishnah says, because the kima get is only with the mesiris ha'idim, and even though the lashon of the Mishnah is shein kima get al b'chesamav, but as we explained before, and Rashi explains once again, that since even according to Rabbi Elazar, the whole eidim mesira, they still would have eidim chesima mepnei tikkun olam, and in most cases, the eidim mesira would actually be the same eidim chesima, and therefore the Mishnah was not dark, and it said shein kima get al b'chesamav, and as we explained when we learned the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, now we could explain the word chesamav, that the kima of the get is based on the sealing of the get, meaning the finalization of the get, which is done based on eidim mesira. And keep in mind that l'chayra, if it's true that the Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis and Beis could be explained according to Rabbi Meir, so how did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel actually say that that Mishnah is going dafka like Rabbi Elazar? If maybe that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and that is actually the sheet of Rabbi Nachman on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and l'chayra it's pashut that since Rabbi Elazar holds that the Mishnah and Daf Chav Aleph and Beis is going like Rabbi Elazar, therefore he wants to say that the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis and Beis is also specifically going like Rabbi Elazar, as it wouldn't make sense that you have two stam mishnayos in a row, one is going like Rabbi Elazar, one like Rabbi Meir. But l'maisa, the Mar over here is just explaining why is it that Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel will have to tell us that if l'chayr it should be pashitas that both mishnayos are going to coin to Rabbi Elazar, and that's why the Gemara explains that there's a tzrichasa. And our Gemara continues v'yashmin abayhi, and if Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel would tell us that that mishnah on Daf Chav Beis and Beis is also going like Rabbi Elazar, so we would say hi nami ikluk m'Rabbi Elazar. It makes sense that we could explain that that mishnah is also going like Rabbi Elazar, and as we explained, because we want to make sure that two stam mishnayos are actually like the same and amma. Aval ha ben am mishnah im the sefer Rabbi Elazar have, that since we know that the third time of our mishnah is specifically stated as Rabbi Elazar, so reisha lav Rabbi Elazar, therefore the reisha is not Rabbi Elazar, and therefore we might think that the reisha is going like Rabbi Meir. And as we will see in Daf Chafon and Beis that Rabbi Shabtai says the name of Chizkiah that our mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and even though according to Rabbi Meir there's no requirement for the ksivas haget to be done lishma, however even Rabbi Meir agrees that because of ketata the sefer can't write the Torah for a get without having the permission of the husband, and therefore we would have a habimina that number one the Tanakhama of our mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, and number two you don't have to actually leave a space for harei muteres al adam, as the fear of Meir, even if the sefer would write harei muteres al adam, they would not cause any ketata, and therefore the Gemara says tricha. That's why Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel that the Tanakhama of our mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, and that's why the sefer has to leave a space in the get in order to write harei muteres al adam. And the Gemara Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis will be bothered that l'chayra if the third time of our mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, then how could Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel say that the first time of our mishnah in the Tanakhama is also Rabbi Elazar? And the Gemara will explain Trei Tanoya Alibud Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara continues and quotes our mishnah Mepnei HaTakana. And the Gemara asks My Takana, what does it mean that there was a Takana? So Rabbi Yehuda explains based on the sheet that we just said that the mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Mepnei Takana Sefer, that this is a Takana to help the Sefer for Rabbi Elazar, and it's based on the sheet of Rabbi Elazar the Amma Eid B'Siri Kati, that he holds Eid B'Siri Kati, and therefore there's a requirement for the tariff of the get to be written lishma, as b'chas of law is going on the tariff of get. However, v'dinu dafilu typhus nami le'lichtav, and really according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no requirement that the typhus of a get has to be written lishma. However, the Rabbanim wanted to come along and make it takana that you shouldn't write the typhus utter the tariff. However, mishum takana seferim shor Rabbanim, because of a takana for the seferim, the Rabbanim did not make this takana and did not make a gzira that you have to write the typhus lishma. And as Rashi says that you may have a habmina that you shouldn't let the person write the typhus dilma asla michta tariff. However, elam mishum takana sefer shimuzumarim loy sharulei, because of the takana for the sefer that you should be able to have prepared forms. Therefore, they will matter the sefer to write at least the typhus. Ovachi shai tariff lekais lishma, and of course they would have to leave the tariff and they have to write that lishma. And Rashi continues that even though we said this is takana seferim, however this takana was that you don't have to write the typhus lishma by a get. However, benegir tariff for other stars, the Rabbanan will geyza that even though it would be more difficult for the seferim, they should still not write the tariff of other stars or to the tariff of a get. And the Gemara now continues to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda stated that he's placeable kulan, that he passes all gittin and all stories, even if the typhus was written shalei lishma, as gaza typhus atu tariff. First of all, he's geyza the typhus of a get atu the tariff of a get, and gaza stories atu gittin. And he was also geyza that the typhus and the tariff of other stories have to be written lishma atu gittin. Finally, the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Elazar himself at the end of the Mishnah. The Blazer Machshe Bekulan Chutz Migitin Nashim. The Blazer Machshe all stories aside from Gitin Nashim. And when we learned the Mishnah, we learned this based on Shitas Rashi. The Blazer says that Benegeya other stories, you have to write the Torah for Shema, and the Taifas does not have to be done Lishma. But Gitin Nashim, the entire get has to be written Lishma, both the Taifas and the Torah. And the Gemara explains Taifas Atu Torah Gaza that Benegeya Gitin Nashim. The Rabbanu will gaze the Taifas Atu Torah, and therefore you have to write the Taifas Lishma by a get. However, Shtaris Atu Gitin like Gaza by Shtaris, they were only Gaza. They have to write the Taifas Lishma, but they were not Gaza. They also have to write the Torah Lishma, as that would be a Gzera L'Gzera. And the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the Chasav Law, and we know that there's a Chiv to write the get Lishma. And the Gemara now is that Smashman from the Mishnah, that the reason why you have to have the Taifas Lishma according to Rabbi Elazar is based on the Pasuk that says, the Chasav Law, and the Gemara is, Valki Ksiv Law, when it says the word Law, Atarifu Dixiv, it's only referring to the Tarif. And as Rashi says, the Bekra Krisis Ksiv, the Hainu Tarif, as the Pasuk says, the Chasav Law Sefer Krisis, and the Din Derais of Lishma is only on the Tarif of the get. And there is no chiyuv deraisa for the taifas to be written lishma, and the only reason the taifas has to be done lishma is utter the taif, and it's only based in a gzera. And therefore, how did the Mishnah say the lashon shenema, which is mashman that we learned it specifically from the word b'chasav law, if it's gzera drabanan? And the Gemara answers ella ima mishum shenema. Instead of the Mishnah stating shenema, we're going to say because we said b'negei the taif b'chasav law lishma, since b'deraisa the taif has to be done lishma, therefore drabanan will gaza that even the taifas has to be written lishma. And we continue on daf chavavim. And the Gemara is at Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, Kasha Rabbi Elazar at Rabbi Elazar, the Lachar quote Rabbi Huda Mishmuel that said the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, and we see the third sheet of our Mishnah is also Rabbi Elazar. So Lachar, how could it be that Rabbi Elazar has two different sheets on the Mishnah? On that, the Gemara answers Trei Tanayim Valib Rabbi Elazar. That in the Chanami there are two Tanayim that are saying their Shita as to what Rabbi Elazar actually holds, and Tanakam held that Rabbi Elazar holds that not only can a Sefer write the Taifas of other Shtaris, but a Sefer could even write the Taifas of a Get, whereas the Tanu brings down the Shita Rabbi Elazar at the end of the Mishnah, he holds that Rabbi Elazar held that although Benegeya of the Shtar is a Sefer can write the Taifas of the Shtar, however, not only can a Sefer not write the Taif of the Get, but he can't even write the Taifas of the Get. And Lachari, it's Pashat that the Gemara's question is specifically on Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, because Rabbi Huda Mishmuel says, V'Rabbi Elazar he, that the Tanakama is Rabbi Elazar. However, if you actually don't go like the Shita of Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, and we would just say that the Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, then it's possible that the Tanakama is a totally different Tana, and he's holding like Rabbi Elazar, but the gay Adam Asira, and he's chaylik on Rabbi Elazar, and he holds that a sefer can write a taifas of a get, even though a sefer can't write the taif of a get. And this is clear because Rabbi Huda also argues on Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, and of course the Gemara doesn't ask that how could Rabbi Huda argue on Rabbi Elazar if, of course, we could have different manda amrim that hold like Rabbi Elazar, but the gay Adam Asira, and still hold differently, but the gay din of the taifas and the taif of a star, or the taifas of the taif of a get. And of course, the Gemara's question is not only specifically on Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, but it's also on Rabbi Anderson, who said close to the end of the Amid, Mepleit HaKolin Sefer V'Rabbi Elazar Hi. And the Gemara continues, and although up until this point we said that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, that Edim Asir Kati, however, Rabbi Shabtai says the name of Chizkiyah, Mishum Ketata, that the reason why the Mishnah states that although the Sefer can write the Taifas of the Get, but he can't write the Taifas of the Get, is because we're concerned that this could cause strife between a husband and wife, and as Rashi says, Mepleit HaKolin Diktoni, and when our Mishnah said that Mepleit HaKolin is not as Rabbi Anderson explained on Amid Aleph, that it's an actual explanation as to why the Sefer can write the Taifas of the Get, but the Mishnah is actually bothered as to why the Sefer has to leave over space for the actual Taif of the Get. If L'Chari were going like the Shita Rameah, that when the Taif says V'chasav Law, it's only a requirement that the Chesimus HaZeidim have to be done L'Shma, and the Chesimus HaGet doesn't have to be done L'Shma, so L'Chari, why would the Taif have to be done L'Shma? And the answer is that Inichanami is not based on a requirement of L'Shma, but the Rabbanim were concerned that maybe a Sefer will see that the Shalom Bayis by specific husband and wife are not so good, and he'll actually write a Get for those people, and he'll actually be saying over that I'm writing a get for Reuven to divorce Rachel, and Rachel will be walking by at that time and will think that her husband Reuven actually hired a sefer to write a get in order to divorce her, and of course that will cause major strife between husband and wife and may potentially actually cause them to get divorced. And therefore the Rabbanan said that even though there's no chiv of lishma b'negei tarif or the taifas of a get, even so we want to make sure that unless a husband instructs a sefer to write the tarif of the get, that the sefer doesn't take his own initiative to write the tarif of a get. And the Gemara now continues to explain this point, and the Gemara states Ramehi that Rav Shabtai Amar Chizkiya is saying that the Tanakam of Mishnah is Rameya, the Amar Edich Simakati, who holds Edich Simakati over Dinu Dafil Tarif Nami Lichtaiv, and even the Tarif can really be written because when it says V'chasav Law, it's going on the Chesimus Eidim, and only the Chesimus Eidim have to be done Lishma, but the Chesimus HaGet does not have to be done l'shma according to Rav Meir. V'zim the neshama le'sefer the kakasiv, and Rabbanim were concerned that maybe the woman will hear the sefer writing a get v'savra iu kamale, and she will think that her husband actually hired the sefer to write a get, and he's going to divorce her v'havla katata badei, and that will cause strife between husband and wife. And Rashi points out that according to this memra, it comes out that the only thing that the sefer can write is the name of the man and the name of the woman, as well as his man. And as Rashi says, according to the Shita, we don't have to leave out the words of Reot Mataris Kladam, as Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, Ela Makam Hashem is Levadon, Mishum Katata, or Makam Hazman, Mishum Muktam. And the Gemara continues with the third Pshat as to what the Mishnah meant when it said, Mepnei HaTakana, and Rav Chista Amavimi, and Rav Chista said in the name of Avimi, Mishum Takanas Agunais, that the Mishnah means that this is HaTakana because of Agunais. And the Gemara now has two different explanations as to what Rav Chista meant. Amri Lo Rameya, some say Rav Chista meant to say that the Mishnah is going like Rameya, but Amri Lo Rabbeleza, and some say that it's going according to Shita Rabbeleza, the Edim Sir Kate, Amri Lo Rameya, some say it's going according to Shita Rameya, the Amri Edi Chasim Kate, who we didn't know that Filo Tarif Nami Lichtaib, and of course, according to Rameya, it doesn't make sense to write even the Tarif Lishma, as of course the word Vichasavla is going on a Chasim Seidim, Vizim, the Havalik Tatabada. However, the Rabbanim were worried that if we're going to allow a person to write a get and have Gittin lying around for specific people, so there may be a fight between a husband and wife, Virasachala, and the husband will be angry at her, Vizarak Leinala, and he will throw the get towards her, and Umagin Umaisavla, and she'll be Magureshes, and she won't have a husband any longer because of a small fight. And therefore, the Rabbanan said that a Sefer can't write a Taif of a get unless a husband is ready to divorce his wife, and this way, by the time that the husband goes to the Sefer in order to write the get, he will calm down already, and he won't necessarily give it his get. And Lafi, the way we explain the Gemara, the word Ma'agin doesn't have the standard definition of a woman that's in a Guna who is in a situation where she can't get married and she's still tied to her husband, because in this case, she actually received a valid get. However, Ayin the Rashba, who learns our Gemara, that's actually referring to a similar case where there actually is a case of a standard case of a Guna, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amri Lo Rabbi Leza, and some say that Rav Chista is saying that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Leza, the Amma Eidim Misirikati, who we didn't know that Filo Teifis Nami Lo Lichtiv, and according to Rabbi Leza, since Midurisa, the Pasuk says, V'chasiv Law, and you have to write the Tarif Lishma, therefore the Rabbanon should have been Geza, that the Teifis should also have to be done Lishma, and a Sofis should not be able to write any part of the get unless he has the permission of the husband. However, Vizimnan, the Baila Mazel and Dinasyam, there could be a time where a husband wants to go and travel, and since it was dangerous in those times, so the husband wanted to give her a get in order to make sure that if he doesn't come back, that she won't become an Aguna, but Vilay Ashkar Safra, and at that moment he won't be able to find a Sefer that has enough time to write a full get, the Shavik Law, and he'll leave it without a get, for Azal will go away, Uma'agin and Maisiv Law, and then if her husband doesn't come back, then potentially she'll become an Aguna, and she won't be able to get remarried. And therefore, the Rabbanan said that even though, of course, a Sefer can write a Tarif of a get, because that has to be done l'shma, but we won't be glazed on a typhus of a get, as this way there will always be forms of getting around, and if someone has to immediately leave the Medina Siyam, he'll be able to quickly go to the Sefer, and the Sefer will be able to fill in the blanks, and he'll be able to have a proper get to give to his wife. And keep in mind that both of you, Rabbi Edenson, that said, Mepnei Takanas Sefer, he said that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Leza, and according to the Tzadim of Chista Mavimi, that Mishum Takanas Agunas is going like Shitish Rabbi Leza, there could be a potential afkamina if someone who's not a Sefer can actually write a typhus of a get. As according to Rabbi Edenson, that's Mepnei Takanas Sefer, so the Chayur is only for the benefit of a Sefer, because we want to make sure that it could have Panasa and they could use their time wisely. However, according to Rav Chista, even if someone is not a professional Sefer, they could still write a Taifis of a get in order to have that get available if someone wants to go to Medina Siyam. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Umakam Ezman, that aside from the name of the husband and the name of the wife, the Sefer has to leave a space in the get for the date. And now that we've learned the prior Gemara, we can understand the Taisis at the bottom of Daf Chafav and Malav, where Taisis is bothered Al Chaya, why does the Gemara speak about the point of the Mishnah of Mepnei HaTakana as well as the last point on the Amid of Shenema V'chasav Law, if those points of the Mishnah are only mentioned in the Mishnah after the Mishnah already studied Makam Hazman, and L'chayr, the Gemara should have spoken about Makam Hazman on Daf Chaf Vav and Aleph, and L'chayr, it's out of order. And Taisa explains that in Chenami, when the Gemara says Mepnei HaTakana, it's not actually going back on the Mishnah, it's almost a continuation of the prior Gemara where we're trying to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Leza, and therefore we say, how would Rabbi Leza explain the words Mepnei HaTakana or the last words of the Mishnah of Shenema V'chasav Law L'shma? And as Taisa says, Hainu Mishum, the Asal Fushim, Mepnei HaTakana, Aliva de Mandamukula Karabaleza, the Ain Purusha Kamoy de Mandamukula Karamea, as of course this would not be explained the same way that would be explained according to Ramea, who holds Eide Chasimakati. And the Lashon of Taisa's Rush is, Mepnei HaTakana, Ainzu Piska de Masisin, this is not actually quoting from the Mishnah, the Halakaman Mepharish, and Makam Hazman, Shu Mukdam Mishnah, and as we just explained from Taisa's. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out and remember, then the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara explained that the reason why you have to have a zman in a get at all is not a din d'oraisa, and it's only a takan d'rabbanan, either because we worry that Shema Yichapa Basa Chaisai, as maybe someone will be married to his niece and she'll be mizana, and then he will want to give her a get and say that really at the point of she was mizana, she was really divorced, and therefore we made sure that there was a date in a get, and any Eidim Asira would actually not give over that get if the date was wrong. And of course that was the Shita Rabbi Yechon, and Reish Lakish said that the reason why you have to have a zman in a get is because of Paris, in order to make sure that we know up until which point her husband had a right to the Paris of her Nichsim Malug. And if her husband sells the Paris of Nichsim Malug after the date of the get, then this woman could go and take them away from the people who bought it. And our Gemara begins, Kapasak Tani, that our Mishnah, it seemed to be clear that Leishnam and Ansuim, Leishnam and Ariasin, that doesn't make a difference if a person writes a get and he was already married or if they only had Kedushin. And in either case, the Sefer has to make sure to write this man at the point when the get is being given and not at the point that he's writing the get, as that would be a get muktam. And the Gemara asks, Bishlam Minasuyan, we understand why Minasuyan, you have to write this man as Beiluman Omishim Basa Chesiko, as according to Rabbi Yechon, it holds that the reason why you have to write this man is Shami Chapas Basa Chesai, then certainly Minasuyan, we have that problem. And Beiluman Omishim Periiko, and according to Rabbi Shlokesh, who says it's because of Paris, we also have that reason. Elman Erisin, but if a Sefer is only writing a get when the person is only Mureses and they only have Kedushin, so Bishlam Lamanda Omishim Basa Chesiko, according to Rabbi Yechon, that the reason is because Shami Chapa Basa Chesai, so even if someone's Mureses, they consider Ishisish, and if she's Mizana, she'd be Chai Misa. So in order to make sure that the husband does not lie and say that she already was Mugreshes, so we have to be Misakin that there has to be a date that's written at the time that the get is given. However, the Gemara is Lamanda Omishim Period, but according to Reish Lakish, that says that the reason why you need a date in the get is because of Paris, Arusa Mi Isla Peri, a husband doesn't have rights to his wife's Paris from a Nechsim Malug during the time that Mekudeshes, as the only reason why a husband receives those rights is only Tachas Bekoina, is only based on the fact that he has a responsibility to redeem her if she's captured. However, since her husband is only Chayv Bekoina once they are married, so he's also not entitled to have Paris during the time that they only Mureses. And L'chari, what would be the big deal if the Sefer actually writes a date of the get in the get even prior to Nesin Saget? And the Gemara answers, Amr of Amram, Ham Milsa Shamas Minei De Ula, that I heard this idea from Ula, the Amr Mashum Tekan Zvlad. He said that the reason why a Sefer can't write the date of a get until the time that you're actually going to give the get is because of Tekan Zvlad. And Rav Amram continues, V'lei Dana Mayniu, I'm not sure exactly what Ula meant, but Kivin Shemisa L'Hadda Tanya, but once I heard this Brisa, then I was able to understand it. And the Brisa says, Aime Kisvu Getla Usasi, if Reuven says to a Sefer, write a get for my Usa, L'Chshech Nesena Gashena, and when I'll get married to her, I will divorce her. Ain't a get, that's not a proper get. And Va'ama Ula, and Ula explained, Matam, what is the reason for the Braisa? Xer Shem Yemru Gita Kaidon Bna, as this is a case of a get Yashon, as since they wrote the get while she was in Arusa, and then he did Nisuyan, and potentially she'll become pregnant, and then people will see that she's divorced, and people will think that the day that the get was written, that was the day that he gave her this get, and therefore they'll think that she never got married to this man, and this child was born out of wedlock, and there'll be a pagam on the child. And Rav Avram explains, that this is also the reason why in a Mishnah we required a Sefer to leave out his man even by a Tefis of an Arusa, as Rabbanim were concerned that maybe the Sefer will write the date on this date and Lamaik said a husband will not divorce her until after they get married, and Lamaik said people won't know that they got married and they will think that he divorced her while they were still Mureses at the time that was written in the get, and if she will have a child then people will say that this child was born out of wedlock and it'll be a Pagam Mishpacha. And I am in the top Tesis of Dilma and we won't learn the entire Tesis, but Tesis points out that the reason why we're Medayig, that the Mishnah must be talking about Nisuyin as well as the Erisin, is because the Mishnah did not have to say that you have to actually leave a space for this man, because I feel even if we didn't say that you have to leave the Makam as man, we would have known it, since we know that Shtam Muktam is possible, as we learned previously in the Masechta, and therefore the Gemara felt that since the Mishnah mentioned that you have to leave Makam as man, it must be coming to tell you a Chiddush that the Makam as man is needed, not only if it's a get min nisuyin, but even if it's a get min an irisin. And Taisa points out the hachidami loytana tzarich shiniach makam hareiot mitaras l'chaladam, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the Mishnah did not mention that you also have to leave a space for hareiot mitaras l'chaladam, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, you have to do so. So the chayyur, what's pshat that the Mishnah didn't mention it? It must be that it's not a chiddush, as that was pashat to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was only mentioning things that are chiddush. And Ayin the Pnei Yeshua explains that in the Mishnah we do mention that tzarich shiniach makam ishu makam isha, and l'chari that is pashut, but as we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, that even the makam ish and the makam isha is not so pashut that it has to be written in a get, a according to Rabbi Lezo. Also, I am tasted the maschal lichshach sena geshana in a get that Rashi explains because this is considered get yoshin and tasted yes and Rashi the kosher in a get mashma the in a get klal over get yoshin in niskasha tinas lichatchila and benigay get yoshin even though you shouldn't use such a get lichatchila but if you do use it then she could get married even lichatchila and based on this question Rabbeinu Tam wants to be mechala between a get yoshin where you could get married lichatchila and that's because it was only yichud. However, Rabbeinu Tam says v'hocha de konso gar tvei devada. Over here, since they actually got married, and therefore it was certainly a bia. So in this case, we would say that she would not be able to use this get, and even if she does use this get, she would not be able to get married. Ayin sham. And the Gemara continues: Amrav Zira, Amrav Abba Bashela, Amrav Hamnuna Saba, Amrav Adba Hava, Amrav Rav. Halacha Rabbi Lezer. The halacha follows the third sheet of our Mishnah, and we go like Rabbi Lezer. Then not only can a sefer not write the teif of a get, but a sefer can't write the teifus of a get either. And the Gemara continues: Kari Rav Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. Then Rav said about Rabbi Lezer to. That he called in the person who's Me'ushah Shem B'Chachamim, that he is a fortunate one of the Chachamim. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Vafil B'Shash Toris Dami, do we say that Allah follows Rabbi Lezer, even B'Negeya Shash Toris? And as Rashi explained, the Shita Rabbi Lezer and Amin Aleph, that Rabbi Lezer holds B'Negeya Shash Toris, that even though a Seifer can't write a Tayr for a Shtar, however, a Seifer can write the Taifis of a Shtar. And the Gemara yes, but Amra Papi Mishmed Rava, but a Papi said over the name of Rava, Haya Shratta the Daini, when you have the Kim of the Shtar or Bezin, and as Rashi says, She'edim Eidim Aksavi Deim Bezin, where Eidim come and say that these are Aksavi Deim, and these are signatures, and they come to Bezin. So Bezin Kaisim Bai, Bezin will write a certification, right? But Moisef Tlosavina, we were sitting with 3 days on him, but also Pliny Pliny, and these two people came, Vasidu Achsimus Hidayu, and they said Eidis about their Chasimus, Vashrenu Vakaminu Kedichazi, and we certified that these are the signatures, Vachaisman, and then Bezin would sign. And Rav Papi taught us in the name of Rava that if you have such certification, the Mikhtav Mekamed Lusadu Sadi, and Bezdin wrote it in anticipation of these Edim testifying Achasimus Edayu, Psula, it still will be puzzle, and even though Bezdin will hold on to the Shtar until the Edim actually make their testimony and complete their testimony that these are their signatures, and Alma Mechseke Shekhar, so we see that we're concerned that something shouldn't look like Shekhar, even though of course it's not going to be a Mamish Shekhar of Bezdin, and Hachanami Mechseke Shekhar, and Lechayu, if we're concerned that something is Mechseke Shekhar, then how could we allow the Sefer to write a typhus of the Shtar if the event didn't yet occur, and therefore it also be Mechseke Shekhar. And even though, of course, it's not a member of Rav, but since this was standard practice, therefore the Gemara feels it can't be that Rav would say that by Shash Taurus, a Sefer can write the Typhus of the Shtar if Lechayr is Mechseke Shekhar. On that, the Gemara answers, Velesa and Rav Nachman, that this Mesvara of Mechseke Shekhar is not necessarily Lalacha based on the Din of Rav Nachman. As the Amr Rav Nachman stated, Oimahar Ramey, the Ramey who holds the Edech Simakati, he holds Afilu Matsoy Ba'ashba, even if you find a get that's lying in a garbage heap. And as Rashi says, and it wasn't written for this woman at all, and Ramey holds that since I don't require Lishma, therefore if Reuven, whose name is the same as the man in the get, and his wife's name is the same as the name in the get, would find his get and Chasb Nasla, and then he would find witnesses, and they would sign on the get, and he would give the get to his wife, Kasha would be a valid get, and we see according to Shitz Ramey, he's not Chayesh LeMechzik HaShikra, Kivin Nechtem Be'ito Vizmanai, since the get was executed at the proper time, and even though the actual occurrence of everything else that stays in the get seems like it was done prior to the get, that doesn't bother us as we're not concerned of Mechzik HaShikra, and therefore the Gemara explains Vafilu Rabbanon, even Kointer Rabbi Lezer holds that Edim Sirikati, and therefore you need to have Ksiv L'Shma Leplikala Rameya El Begiti Nashim, they only Chalik on Rameya Benigei Giti Nashim, since they hold that they have to have Ksiv L'Shma, and that's why it wouldn't be a valid get. However, B'Shash Taris Loi, but even Rabbanon agreed that Benigei other Shtaris, that we don't have a problem with Mechzik HaShikra. The Amr I'll prove this to you because Rabbi Asi says in the name of Rabbi Echron, Shtash Shalovaboy, if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon and he gives a Shtash to Shimon that he borrowed $100 from him, Upari, and then on the same day, Reuven pays back the money to Shimon, and then a few hours later in the same day, Reuven wants to borrow the same $100 from Shimon and he wants to use the same Shtar, so then there's Ein Chayzev Lovaboy that you can't go and use that same Shtar again, Shekvan Nimchel Shibudai, because the Shtar was already used and therefore it's considered null and void. Time of the Nimchel Shibudai, and the Gemara is that the only reason why you can't use the shtar is because it was a mechila of the actual shtar and it can't be used once again. And as Rashi explains, even if it's on the same day, because when you paid it, you already had a mechila on the shibud, and therefore, and it only remains as a milvah peh. And the Gemara's medayik alam mishum shikra lechashinan. It's muchach that if you would have a shtar avah that was written prior to the actual avah, then as long as it was written on that day and is not a problem of shtar muktam, that it wouldn't be a problem to use the shtar, and the shtar would actually create a shibud kakois, and it would be considered a valid milv b'shtar, and we wouldn't be chayshish mishum shikra. And therefore, the end of the gemara comes out that even b'negei shashtaris we pass in karbalaza, that even though you can't write the tarif of the shtar, but you could still write the typhus of the shtar. And Mepashas, the Gemara is also saying that we don't hold like Rav Papi in the name of Rava, that holds that the Bezin cannot seal a shtar and cannot create a shrata prior to having heard the testimony of the witnesses as to their signatures, as it's Mechzika Shikra. But now that we see that we don't hold this concept of Mechzika Shikra, therefore Bezin can actually seal such a shtar even before hearing the entire Haggadah Seidus of these witnesses, as long as they know that these witnesses are coming to Bezin in order to verify their signatures, and they won't let this shtar out of their hands prior to hearing their testimony. And I in Taisus do a maskal v'leisil d'rab papi, that according to the gears of Taisus that he says that v'leisil d'rab papi, then certainly this is pshat in the Gemara, where the Gemara is now bringing raya that we don't hold of this din of rab papi at all, and this ashrata could even be written before the dayanim hear the Haggadah Seidus. However, Taisus then brings down that there are some that gears like we have in our Gemara, that the gears is v'leisil, and it doesn't say v'leisil d'rab papi. And Taisus explains that according to this gears, it would come out that in a chenami, the din of rab papi is correct, and b'negei ashrata d'daini, certainly since we're dealing with Dayanim and Kiyam Shtaris, so we want to make sure that it's on the highest level, and we don't want anything to look like Sheker, and therefore specifically Dayanim can't go and sign something if they didn't hear that God is Eidus. However, the Gemara is telling us that to have this din apply to a Sefer, and to say that now we will extend the din of our puppy, that the din is that a Sefer can't write a Typhus of a Shtar, that is not correct, and Mishum Shikra Leichashinon, and the din of Rebbe Lezer is correct, that a Sefer can write the Typhus of a Shtar. And we mentioned we would get back to Taisus and Daf Chavav and Alf, and now we learned the entire sugya. We can now understand the question of Taisus, as Taisus points out, Rabbi Lezer Machshu B'Kulon and Perish B'Kuntres of Vavachi and Ich Mekayimis Halalu. That Rashi explained that even though it seems Rabbi Lezer was Machshu by all Shtaris, but Rabbi Lezer still says that a Sefer cannot write a Tarif of other Shtaris. And Taisus asks on Rashi, Dan L'Chira, how can you say that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Sefer can't write a Tarif of all Shtaris? And if so, how could our Gemara have just stated that's Mechzik Shukra as Ma Mechzik Shukra Ika? How can you say that this is actually going to be Mechzik Shukra Me'ach She'niach Mokum Ma'al V'Valoy V'Amois, if L'maisa the Sefer had to leave out all the pertinent details of the Shtar, and therefore, of course, it wouldn't be Mechzik Shukra? And based on this and other questions, Taisus therefore says, V'Nilri, the Rabbi Lezer Machshe B'Shtaris Afilu Terif, that when Rabbi Lezer said that he's Machshe, he meant to say B'Negei other Shtaris, that a Sefer not only could write a Typhus of a Shtar, but a Sefer could even write the Tarif, and he could write the complete Shtar, and that's why Agamari asked, Alachar, it's Mechzik HaShikra, and I need Taisus for further details, and we will stop over here.